Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is why your husband really works long hours. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get positive inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community on Facebook in the search bar, or you can head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page, and it will take you there. Also on my website, you'll find a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier and more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to plug in different problems that you could be experiencing in your marriage. So visit my website to download it and see if it helps you out. Okay, so let's dive in and talk about why your husband really works long hours. So last night I was at a physical therapy appointment and I finished up my appointment at 7:40 p.m. And so the physical therapist that I was working with was a really young guy, and I found out during my appointment that he has two small children, and also that this physical therapy practice was his. This guy was beaming with pride, both over his family and his practice. And you know, my mind gets a work in the way it does, and so as I was leaving, I asked him, "Am I your last patient?" And he said, "Yes." Then I said, "Wow, this is a late night. I bet you don't get to see your children before they go to bed." And he said, "No, I don't. Two nights a week, we stay late to get more patients in." And I just replied, "Well, thank you, and I will see you next time." You know, really wanting them to know that I appreciated him being there and that I saw that he was, in fact, away from his family and missing bedtime with his kids. But this little conversation brought me back to a time when I was a young mom with two little kids at home, and I would be waiting for my husband to get home from work. And where I was in my life at that time, I was wanting to be rescued by him, like just from the exhaustion of being a mom all day. And there would be some fights. I would just get so exasperated sometimes because there would be nights where my husband would call me at, say, 6 o'clock at night and say, "I'm not going to be home on time for dinner," which usually we ate at 6 o'clock. So it was kind of really frustrating. I was expecting he would be there to eat, and yet he wasn't even leaving yet. So I'm going to be honest and tell you where I was with that. Like, it made me feel unloved and unimportant and not a priority to him and frustrated. I didn't understand why he couldn't let me know before 6 o'clock that he was going to be late. And I really took it personal, and it was exhausting. And I was already exhausted because I had been home taking care of the kids all day. And I was just waiting for like my partner, my teammate to come home and like help me, give me some relief and like have an adult to talk to, you know? So the way that I handled it was really all wrong. I would get angry with him and it would cause a fight. And this went on for years. And it just seemed like no matter how much I complained or how angry I got, things never got better. In fact, they got worse. It seemed like it was happening more often. And it seemed like he really didn't even want to come home. And it's true. And I did have it all wrong. I had it all backwards. I certainly should not have taken it personally, because really what was happening was the opposite. Like his intentions were the opposite. And here is why. Because our husbands think that their long work hours are saying, "I love you." Truly, bringing home that paycheck and providing for you and your family is one of the best ways that your husband knows to show you his love. How ironic is it that we as wives sometimes complain about the long work hours of our husbands when they are actually trying to say, "I love you"? It's so important for us to know that our husbands love us so much that they are willing to sacrifice their own time and their own stress levels and work those long hours for us and our family. But you know what? There's even more to it than that. Your husband firmly and truly believes that it is his job to provide for you. This is according to research performed by author Shanti Feldhahn. She wrote about this in her book, For Women Only. And so I'm going to teach you a little bit about what she shares. She did research. That's one thing I love about her, is that she doesn't just give us random theories. She does research. In her research, 78% of men said they would still feel a compulsion to provide for their family even if their wives earned enough to support the family. So even if you earned enough to support your family, your husband, 78% of men would still feel like a deep inner need to provide for you. This need is ingrained deeply into our husbands, and it's at the core of their identity. And it goes really well, actually, with the need that men have to succeed and this drive that they have to succeed. For men, being successful at what they do is vitally important. They need respect for who they are and what they do, just like they need oxygen. And I think that's another quote from Shanti. But what's interesting about this is that your husband feels that the need to provide, it's a goal, right? It's like it's an inner goal, but it is also a burden. So in other words, it makes him feel really powerful when he can provide well, but it's also very stressful because, you know, sometimes providing for a family can be very stressful. And so that leads me to another point of work and financial stress for our husbands. They feel it. They feel a tension between wanting to provide for us and feeling trapped by that responsibility at the same time. And I hope that in hearing this, it helps educate you and maybe change your perspective a little bit to make sure that you know that your husband works long hours because he loves you and his need to provide for you is just ingrained in his DNA, and that his motives and his intentions are ultimately good. So what can we do to support them, but yet communicate that we want them to be at home too? So the first suggestion is to thank your husband for working so hard for your family. Yes, thank him. This will make him feel so happy, and he will probably not be expecting it, especially if you normally get upset with him for being late. So as I'm telling you this, I'm envisioning two different scenarios. One scenario is actually a recent scenario. I think just this morning I said to my husband as we were getting up, the alarm went off, thank you so much for working so hard for our family. So it could just be like a comment out of nowhere. Thank you so much for working so hard for our family. And another time that you could use it is maybe something to practice when you get that call that he's going to be late, or when he just gets home late. For you, instead of if you have a normal negative reaction, if you're there like I was, maybe instead of your normal negative reaction, you could say, well, thank you so much for working so hard for us. Just that little perspective shift could make such a huge impact on your marriage. Truly, if you did this one thing more often, like, you know, once a week maybe, it could have a huge impact on your husband. And it would actually encourage him to try to get home to you earlier without you ever having to complain. It's kind of like a side note of it. So you're doing good for him by giving him the compliment that he needs and showing him that he is respected. But it also shows him that he is approved of and cared for and loved. And it will literally make him want to be with you more. So we're talking about words, right? Using our words to show some appreciation. And something else that you could say to your husband if he's going to be late or calling because he's late or comes home late is, I miss you, or I missed you, instead of complaining, right? I mean, what would that be like? It would make him feel so good, and it would motivate him to want to get his work done and come home and be with you again. Like, you know, instead of complaining, try saying, okay, I understand. I miss you. I can't wait to see you. I'm telling you, I have had to work on this, and it makes all the difference in the world. And I also want to tell you, if you do have littles, if you're in that stage where they're so young, that relief is coming. They do grow up. They do get older. They can do more things for themselves. And so this exhaustion that you feel when they're so little, it does get better. But these are some tools I want to have you have some tools that you can use to get some relief now before your kids get older, right? Because we want to try to enjoy this time as much as we can. So there's also things that we can do knowing that this need to provide is so important. I wanted to touch on some other things that you can do to help relieve some of the pressure, especially if you happen to be in a stressful financial situation, because we all go through them from time to time, right? But just, again, using your words to tell him that you believe in him, tell him that you know he can do it. And you could also ask if there's anything you can do to help. You never know. He might have something on his mind that you can do to help. You know, he might say, you know, it would be good if maybe you could get a part-time job temporarily, or maybe we could postpone a vacation or something else that he might have in mind, or, you know, maybe cutting something else out of the budget. And I know that will be really hard, and I've been through it too. But if you'll work with him in this way, you'll help ease his burden. That will make him a happier guy to be around, right? And it will have the effect of building trust and goodwill between both of you. So it's a really great bonding opportunity if you'll see it that way, right? So really, we could stop here with just using our words to make our husbands feel better and relieve their stress. But there are other things that we can do. You know, you could just reconsider any of the areas where you and your husband might be having conflict over money. Maybe you could make a temporary change or try something different temporarily. Or maybe you could try spending a little bit less in one area, or maybe saving just a little bit more in one area, or making some small tweaks in the way you spend, or even, you know, trying to show him if you used a coupon or something like that, just to help him see that you honor the money he's making, you appreciate it, and you're doing things to try to help. That could really go a long way, you know? And so this is kind of near and dear to my heart. Of course, like many couples, money has definitely come in and out of our relationship over the years. And there was a time, I will never forget this, there was a time when my husband said that he never got to spend any of his own money, that it seemed like he worked so hard and everything got spent on me and the kids. That was a wake-up call. And I took that complaint really seriously. I felt terrible. I don't want him to feel that way. Oh my gosh, he's the breadwinner. He's making the bulk of the money. He should be able to feel like he can spend some of it, right, on himself and not just everything for the kids. So I started being more conscious about it. And so another biggie is respecting how our husband handles things at work. Like, this is a way we can take work stress off of them. Have you ever tried to tell your husband how to solve a problem at work, or that maybe he should confront his boss on something or ask for a raise or whatever? Many of us strong-willed women are very tempted to tell our husbands how to solve problems at work. And this only adds to their stress, you know, and it makes them feel like we don't trust them to do their jobs, or we don't believe in them. And so that's the opposite of what we're trying to get at with this call here today, right? We're trying to work on building them up and encouraging them and understanding why they work such long hours. And so it would really be much more bonding for our relationship if we would just let them do their careers and be just a supporter and a cheerleader on our end of things. I had a really big experience with this a few years ago when my husband was between jobs for a few months. A part of me wanted to tell him where to apply for work and who to talk to and to help him find a new position. But based on what I just said, you know, that would have been a bad idea, because that would have shown him that I didn't think he could do it on his own. So even though I was uncomfortable with the fact that he was in between jobs, I had to be respectful and honoring of him and show him that I trusted him, you know, and really just deal with my own discomfort with the situation. And you can be honest with your husband if you're feeling discomfort or something, but you want to make sure that what you say and do doesn't get in the way of him feeling respected and trusting and knowing that you trust him to do his job, right? So I think that we just need to let them handle their careers as they see fit. And just remember, they have our best interests at mind. It's vitally important for them to do their best so they can, you know, keep their jobs and provide for our families. And knowing that that is the ultimate. You know, when our husbands are working such long hours, it's because they love us and they want to be with us and spend time with us and build the best life for us. And so we can help them by honoring that and understanding that and doing things if they ask or if we need to help honor the money in our houses a little bit better. And so I think that's the end of my part for today. I think that's all I have. Kind of covered a lot of stuff today, but I hope it was helpful. And I appreciate you being here and listening. I know that this can be easier said than done. So if you're struggling in this area and you need some help or accountability, please reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along in your journey, and I would love to work with you. And remember, if you are struggling, you can definitely download that free marriage makeover guide because it will help you with this. You could plug this situation into it and see what you come out of it with. And also, don't forget to join me in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching, so stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week.